弟兄姐妹早。
Good morning, brother, sister.
Yeah, 又有机会跟弟兄姐妹们一起来分享神的话。
I'm very happy to share God's words with you this morning.
Yeah, 我因为觉得这个是我们的崇拜，真是以主他为中心。
Our worship is centered on God.
Yeah, 我就希望我们今天大家借着我们的崇拜。真是让神真是在我们心里面真是变成他的荣耀住在我们里面。
And through the worship that we wish that God's glory that is representing in our hearts.
当我们认识了我们神他的这个丰盛，然后我们愿意把我们自己奉献在他里面，然后为他而活。
If we truly know his fullness, we're willing to live for him.
Yeah, 我最近发现我们家有这个Netflix, 这个我媳妇她订的，所以我最近在看有一个片子就是 The Crown.
My daughter-in-law shared her Netflix with me, and I finally recognized that I have this program called Crown.
Yeah, 在那个里面她就讲到这个英国的皇家他们的一些的事情。
And talk about royal families in England.
先是那个当这个 George the fifth 第五任的这个 George the fifth， 当他过世的时候，他的这个王位给这个 Edward the eighth.
And so after George fifth passed away, he want to give his throne to Edward the eighth.
所以当他在1月份他上任做这个英国的国王。
So Edward became a king in January.
但是呢，到了十二月，同年的十二月，他就退下来了。
The same year, December, he decided to not to be a king.
And 他就要退下来以后，他就把他的这个王位给他的弟弟，这个 George 的第六世。
And so he decided to give his throne to his brother George the sixth.
Yeah, 我们大家可能大家都知道这个 Edward the eighth。他就是他这个跑到他为什么把他退掉了，是因为他爱上了一个有一个叫做这个 Willie Simpson， 他已经离婚过两次的人，所以他就为了要跟他结婚，他把他的这个王位给放弃，然后他来美国住。
So the reason Edward VIII decided to give up his throne is because he fell in love with this woman who has divorced twice. Her name is Willis Simpson.And then so he lived with her in United States.
And 当他这个因为为什么他要必须要把他王位放掉呢，是因为他们在这个英国的国王他是这个教会的头。
And so the reason he had to give up his throne because in England that he is a head of the church.
所以在这个英国的教会里面，他们的就是说你今天不能你要做王的话，你就不能娶这个离婚，而且他这个以前的丈夫还活着的这个人。
And so if you are want to be king, you cannot marry someone who is divorced, especially the divorced woman, her husband still alive.
所以这样子他就把这个王位给了这个他的弟弟 George the sixth.
So he decided to give up his throneship and give it to his brother George sixth.
但是到了后来他到了这个他结婚了在美国住了一阵子，他后来他就想要再回国，他就想要认他就跟他的子女，那个时候 George 后来死了以后，他就给这个王位又是给了现在的是 Elizabeth Queen Elizabeth.
And so then later he probably changed his heart after his brother passed away. He came back to UK and spoke to his niece.That he's thinking about to get his throne back.
他就想要做一些事情，就是有些这个头衔，他可以帮忙做一些事情。
He really want to get some of the titles, so he decided to do a few things.
但是这个现在的这个在当政那个时候在负责的就是 Elizabeth， 就是这个 Elizabeth 这个 Queen Elizabeth， 他后来就是决定还是他就没有了，就是说他的 uncle 这个 Edward the Eighth。他也不能回来做这个代表皇家做事。
And Queen Elizabeth at the time feel that his uncle was not qualified to receive any titles.
所以当这个 Edward 他的 fifth 他把这个王位给放弃的时候，他不知道这个皇家里面所有的东西，他却就轻易的放掉，但是他要回来的时候已经拿不回来了。
So Edward VIII that was very easily give up his throne. He did not understand there are so many things that carry it. So later when he changed his heart, it's too late.
这是让我想到我们之间做基督徒。如果说我们不知道在神里面有那样子的丰盛，有那样子的能力，有那样子的荣耀，我们今天活起来就只是变成我们只是一个在头脑里的东西。
And so just like thinking about as a Christian, we do not know we have such a fullness and the glory and the power to live as a Christians that where all the knowledge is just in our head.
我们希望我们的生活不要像这个 Edward the Eighth 就把它轻易的放掉。
And I hope our life is not like the Edward VIII that give up things easily.
要让我们回到神的话语来，我们来读哥罗西书第一章第十五节到第十九节。
And let's read the Colossians verse 15 to 19.
要我们看看我们耶稣基督神在基督里面然后是什么样子，然后神他要我们在他里面又是什么样子。
And let's read God's words. What does God expect us in him?
爱子是那不能见看见之神的像，是首生的，是一切被造以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的地下的，能看见的不能看见的，或是有位的主治的执政的掌权的，一切都是借着他造的，又是为他造，他在万有之先，万有也是靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
So the Colossians chapter 1:15-16, he's the image of invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible.Whether thrones or dominions or principality or powers, all things were created through him and for him.
然后在哥罗西书第二章九节到第十节。
And so the Colossians chapter 2 verse 9.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都是有形有体的居住在基督里面。你们就是讲我们哈，我们在他里面也得了丰盛。
So verse 9 to 10, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority.
哇，你有没有看到神的丰盛在基督里面？
And do you see it? God's fullness is in Christ.
然后我们是不是在里面也得了丰盛？你有没有他丰盛的生命？
Do we have this fullness in the Christ fullness in us?
耶稣他就说叫我们住在主里面，然后叫我们得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
And so God wants us to have this fullness and to the Christ fullness in us.
哎，我们还是只是每个礼拜天来参加一次聚会，然后周间可能有个祷告会，但是你里面是不是有这个？神的这个全部的丰盛在我们里面。
Well, we just come to church on Sunday once a while or attend a prayer meeting, but do we realize we have such a fullness in us?
我们真不要像这个 Edward the Eighth, 都不知道他原来是有什么东西，等到他后来他知道他想要再回来的时候，他才知道他里面他原来以前他是有什么。
And like Edward VIII,that he didn't realize how powerful he could be and what kind of authority he had. Then he gave up easily, that did not realize the fullness that he had.
哎，弟兄姐妹们，我们里面有那个丰盛的生命，让真是神就是要我们来用。
And so if we have this fullness in us, God wants us to use it.
所以在这个地方也是在刚才我们读的里面，就是说父神他喜欢一切的丰盛都在基督里面，然后我们在他里面也得了丰盛。
God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him.
我们在我们里面的那个神的丰盛 我想今天就是借着这个老约翰他在启示录里面稍微提了几个，我们来看看。我们知道我们今天在我们里面的那个丰盛能力，这个耶稣基督他是怎么样的。
And we can see through the disciple John that he talked about, then we can realize what kind of fullness we have.
Yeah, 他说他看到这个人子，然后他的头发跟他的发都是洁白，如这个羊毛，而且像血，像这个
血。He see the son of a man, and his hair and his head were white like a wool, as white as the snow.
你们看到我们今天在我们里面的生命是有那一个圣洁的生命。
You see here, there's a holiness in us.
哇，我真是不要让我们这个有这个圣洁的生命在里面，让我们今天做这个不圣洁的事情。
But if we have the holiness in us, do we do unholy things?
Yeah, 这也是当这个白色的头跟这个头发也是在但以理书里面在第七章第九节，他也是看到那个恒古常在的者的，他也是这样子看到神的形象。
In Daniel 7 also talk about the hair and the head and the hair were like as wool, white as the snow, and talk about the pureness and the holiness.
然后这个老约翰他今天又看到这个人子，他的眼目如同火焰。
And talk about the Son of God, his eyes like a flame of fire.
我们知道这个是代表他是神，他是全知的。今天有神的知识跟他的智慧都在里面查遍全地。
And talk about God's omniscience, that he knows everything.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹们，我们今天真是是不是在神给我们有这个智慧，让我们看到事情的时候就看到事情的背后的真理是怎么样。
So when God gives this wisdom, do we see it? Then we can see things behind it.
然后他的脚又是好像是在这个火炉里面炼过出来的光明的铜。
His feet were like a fine brass as refined in a furnace.
这也讲到他是有这个公义的审判。我们今天是不是今天我们在住在我们里面这个丰盛的生命里面，让我们今天可以看到事情的对跟错，只有神的公义在我们里面。
You talk about judgment and the just. So in us, can we see things of right or from wrong?
Wow, 他的声音如同众水的声音，这跟七节四十三章里面也讲的同样的东西，真是代表那个神，他真是有他那个威严。
And so talk about his voice as the sound of many waters. Ezekiel talk about
the majestic.
Yes.
Yeah, 然后他右手中有七星，就是代表他在他这个教会都是在他的手里面。
And talk about on his right hand, there's seven stars. Talk about the church that he is in him.
And 他口中有两刃的剑，他就是讲到他的话语的全能。
And when he talk about that in his, out of his mouth, it went a sharp two-edged sword.
哇，弟兄姐妹，我们里面有这样子的丰盛的生命，但是我们却不去读神的话语，那你这个剑，这个真是抽不出来啊。
And so if we have this ability to have a two-edged sword, we don't use it, and we don't have a weapon to use.
弟兄姐妹，真是要知道我们里面神他是借着神的话变成他的这个话语的全能，让我们可以使用的。
And God uses words that become powerful that we can use it.
然后再看到他的面如这个烈日放光，是在指到他的荣耀里的荣耀。
And talk about his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength.
哇，他真是在我们里面有这个神要我们得的这个丰盛，也是要真是要活出神他的荣耀。
So we need to live his glory.
Yeah, 真是不要让我们只是平常做一个普通的基督徒，而真是让我们能够。真是得到神的这个荣耀的丰盛的生命在我们里面活出来。
So we can live his glorious life.
Yeah, 所以在这个神的属性的一切的丰盛都是在这个基督里面了。
So all those attributes are in him.
在他里面有真理，有智慧。
And there is a truth and the wisdom.
在他里面有能力，有公义。
And there's a power and justice.
在他里面有圣洁，有慈爱。
Your holiness and love.
有怜悯，有平安。
And there's a compassion and love and compassion.
在它里面有喜乐有永恒，这都在基督丰盛的这个生命里面，他已经给了我们。
And there's a peace, joy, eternity that all in the fullness of Christ.
Yeah, 我当我在这边 meditate 在我这边思想的时候，我在想，哇，他这个他这边讲的这哥罗西书里面讲，他说神一切的丰盛，他是讲一切。
And so in the Colossians talk about everything.
哇，他这边讲说一切是包括所有的，而且全部的，没有任何一个缺少。
And in everything, cover all the aspects, there's nothing short.
哇，他今天是在这个全部的丰盛，这个丰盛是全面性的，大量性的，都在耶稣基督里面。
And in all aspects, cover everything that has God's promise.
刚才我们读的真是这天上掌权的，地上的，跟这个全部这个宇宙的，神的丰盛，都在耶稣基督里。
And so in heaven and on earth, that everything, the fullness, only Jesus is worth of the praise.
Wow, 我在想到当耶稣基督在十字架上，他说成了，哇，这真是何等大的一个宣告。
And when he is on the cross, he says it's done. Isn't that amazing things?
所以让我当耶稣他讲成了，我也特别来思想到，这个是神他全部的这个丰盛的这个荣耀里面。 就是因为十字架才能完成。
And only through cross that he can complete it and it's done.
这是在神他今天创造这个宇宙，那个裴牧师跟我们讲到好几次了，都已经这个 series 都是讲到神创造的能力，但是我就觉得就是到我们今天我们看到神创造能力，但是跟我们个人神他还不
And Pastor Ray very often talk about his mighty creation, but very often that we're lack of understanding of it.
And 只有当耶稣在十字架上说成了的时候，那个时候神他全部的作为，他这个时候才全变成这完全。And
when he's on the cross, when he says done, it's everything's completed.
所以这也是为什么神他就说他喜欢他的这个全部的丰盛在耶稣基督里面得到神的喜欢的喜悦。And
that's why that we said God pleases he pleases Christ.
Yeah, 是因为真是我们今天在耶稣基督身上借着耶稣，今天神也把最后的一个就是我们人的犯罪也解决了。Because
through Christ that he solved that our sin.
然后真是想到他这个圣经上讲说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的作为，但是我们人那个时候还在犯罪。But
even though everything we praise God, we do good things, but then we still continue to sin.
就只有在耶稣基督在十字架上的时候，当他说成了的时候，哇，这个时候最后的我们人的犯罪。 也都解决了，让我们神跟人可以和好。
And so we can reconcile with God through his cross.
所以在这个时候，父神他就非常喜欢看到他的荣耀，就是借着不但是借着这个宇宙彰显，而且也借着耶稣基督的十字架，我们人也在归回到神的里面。
And through the cross, and then the God. We are able to reconcile with God. God was pleased.
所以我们在它里面也得了丰盛。这个哥罗西书第二章第十节里面讲的，跟这个约翰福音十章十节里面要我们住着得他的丰盛的生命。So
in Colossians chapter 2 verse 10 and also John 10:10 talk about we have been given the fullness in Christ.
因为上帝本性一切的丰盛都有形。 有体的居住在基督里，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。For
in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of the principality and power.
哇，这个就跟其他的宗教都不一样啊！其他的宗教都是啊，今天就算有 something， 你先要慢慢练，慢慢练，慢慢修行，你才可能得到一些。
And you, this is so different in other religions. You have to do, you have to put a lot of effort on your parts.
但是在这边他是说，我们在基督，在基督里面 已经都得了这个丰盛了。
But here, so in him that we already, dwells all the fullness and the Godhead bodily.
哎，弟兄姐妹们，这个神的丰盛已经在我们里面，我们接受主的救恩的人，我们里面已经有他的丰盛在里面了。
Once we receive the salvation, we already have the fullness of God.
Yeah, 他这个我们今天所这边讲的丰盛不是我们拥有的东西，没有一个人他说我今天拥有这个物质的东西，我就会觉得有丰盛。
And the fullness is not talking about the material things.
这边讲的真是我们今天真是讲到一个什么东西丰盛，没有一个人他是讲到是说是物质上的，但是在这边讲真只有神他给我们的生命是丰盛的生命。
And it's not material things, actually is to talk about the fullness is a life.
不要把我们的我们的物质东西想到神的丰盛的生命。
And we do not want to equal the material things to God's fullness.
今天只有在耶稣基督里面，他的资源讲到丰盛生命的资源，只有在基督里面。
And when we only talk about fullness, it's only in Christ.
哇，我在想到看，我们看看我们在今天他有形有体的居住在基督的里面，他有，我就想到一个不同的几个方面。
And then when we talk about that, then I can think about a few things.
正是我们今天看到神他的工作在十字架上面，就看到神他的丰盛的生命，他的那个工作里面就看到神的救恩。
So when we talk about his work, we see the salvation of the cross.
我们看到他的这个丰盛里面有包括他的温柔，他跟小孩子说让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们。
When we talk about his work, we can see his character, his meekness, let the children come to me.
Yeah, 他的这个恩典，他就是我们真正想到的耶稣基督，他就跟罪人跟这个税吏跟他一起做朋友。我们今天是不是有他的恩典可以跟这边所讲的税吏或者罪人跟他们一起做朋友呢？
And when we talk about his grace, we talk about Christ that be friend of sinners and tax collector. How about us? Do we be friends with a sinner and tax collector?
哇，我们看到他的丰盛的生命在他的这个十字架上，他让人家把他羞辱他，然后真是看到他的慈爱。
We can see his mercy when the people crucify him and humiliate him.
哇、wow, 我在想到以前跟大家分享过的，以前我父亲他讲到的时候讲了一个这个笑话。
And one time my dad was preaching, he talked about a joke.
当他耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，他们那个底下嘲笑他的人说，那如果你是神的儿子，你就从这十字架上下来。
And so when the Christ was on the cross and people was teasing and say, if you're God and you can come down.
啊、我父亲他都是讲说，如果我是耶稣的话，我就从十字架下来打你两个耳光，然后我再上去。
And if I'm Christ, then his dad was saying that I will come down the cross, slap you twice, and then go back again.
所以看到在这个里面，神他是谦卑而且慈爱，真是看到丰盛的慈爱在那个地方接受人的羞辱。
When we see Christ, that we see his mercy and his grace.
我们也看到在他这个丰盛里面也包括这个怜悯。
And in his fullness, we also see his mercy.
他这个还甚至让这个多马他说，哎，你就把你的手伸这个探到我的这个钉痕里面，探到我的肋旁。哇，他对这个他的这个门徒有这样子不幸的这个信心不幸的里面，他有这样子的怜悯他们。
And Thomas was really in belief that he resurrected, but he let Thomas to touch his nail marks and poke into his side.
然后他在他这个丰盛的恩典里面，他也包括了好多的应许。
And in his fullness, there's so many promises.
那他说我是要来，是要叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
I've come that they may have life, and they may have it more abundantly.
我们在他的荣耀里面，我们真是看到他的那样子的丰盛，also.
And when he saw the fullness, also his glory.
所以今天当我们来敬拜我们神的时候，真是我们有没有看到神他是值得这个，在这个启示录七章第十二节里面，他就是变成一个反应，看到神他这样子的丰盛，他们就这样子的说。
And so when we come to worship God, can we see His fullness, just like the in the Revelation says?
Yeah, 他说愿 颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊崇、权柄、大能都归于我们的上帝，直到永永远远。
Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to your God forever and ever.
哇，弟兄姐妹们，让我们不要做这个 Edward the Eighth.
And so let's not to become an Edward the Eighth.
真是看到我们里面有那么多的荣耀，真是让我们能够活出来，然后这真是让我们有这样子感恩的心，能够来赞美我们的神。
And so we have a thanksgiving heart because there's such a fullness in us.
Yeah, 我在想说这个上个礼拜陈牧师的信息里面讲到，我们常常有的时候为了想要做些东西给人家看，所以我们就是装出来的。
So last week, Pastor Chen talked about that very often, that we need to impress other people, so we do things.
Yeah, 所以在这个圣经里面像他讲到，我们今天就经历了神的大能，我们就会结出这个圣灵的果子。
When we experience God's a mighty power, we will bear fruits.
他这个里面有仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔和节制。
The spirit fruits including the love, joy, peace, and patience, the kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Yeah, 我们现在教会的好多这个小组都已经是用这个圣灵所结的果子的这个果子当做我们的名字哈。
And there are so many of our small groups using the spiritual fruits as their name of their group.
当我们今天让基督可以活在我们里面出来的时候，他的丰盛就可以借着这样属灵的果子给长出来。
So we even live the life of Christ that will bear fruits.
Yeah, 我就想我上次看到有一个图画，他就是有一个人呢，他为了在教会里面想要长出这个不同的果子，他就放了一个树里面，他就上面绑了一些果子在上面，不同的果子绑在上面。
And so there's a one picture that I have seen before that this one person, he feel like he need to bear a lot of fruits. However, he put a lot of real fruits and tied up to a real tree.
哇，他都是在我们这很多有的时候，我们今天没有让这个基督活出来的时候，我们到了教会，我们就是把这些果子绑在我们的身上。
And very often that we do not live the life of Christ, that but we still want to impress other people, so we start to show up and to act as a fake fruits on a real tree.
啊，当我们今天看这个树上都绑着一大堆的果子的时候。你知道它只是时间的问题，它全部都会掉下来。
And in a matter of time, all those fruits eventually will drop, it will fall.
哇，弟兄姐妹们，我们唯一让我们可以真是能够长出这个圣灵的果子，就只有真是要回到耶稣基督里面。
The only way we can bear spiritual fruits is that we have to have a God drawing us.
Yeah, 真是看到我们接受耶稣是一回事。我们得到永恒的生命救恩是一回事，让基督活在我们里面活出来又是另外一回事。
So it's a course of Christians one thing, but how to live this life through us as another thing.
让我们只是做一个基督徒是一回事，但是让我们做得胜的基督徒又是一个另外一回事。
So to be a Christian is one thing, but to live as a victorious Christian is a different thing.
让我们认识神的丰盛是一回事，让真是让这个基督借着我们活出来他的丰盛的生命又是另外一回事。
So we know God and we have eternity, but how Christ lives through me, that's another thing.
耶稣他给我们的不是一个宗教，他是给我们一个生命。
And God did not give us just a religion, he gives a life.
真是让我们今天我们在神面前来敬拜神的时候，不要看到这个宗教我们该怎么做，我们该怎么说话，我们该怎么样行，而乃是今天在神里面让神的丰盛的生命在我们里面活出来。
And so when we come to worship, that it's just not we have an image of how we should say, what we should do, but actually it's just let the God's life that drawing us and we can live his life.
Yeah, 让我们真是有一个这个分别为圣的基督徒生活，因为我们知道我们是属于主的人。
And we should separate ourselves to be holy because we belong to him.
让我们真是献上我们自己为主而活 的基督徒。
So we offer ourselves, devote ourselves that to live for Christ.
只有当我们愿意把我们自己献给神，为主而活的时候，我们的经历神的丰盛才会在我们里面给活出来。
And only we are willing to commit ourselves, and the God's fullness can live in us.
然后你才会经历他给我们的这样子丰盛的生命。
We can experience the fullness of Christ.
你记不记得那个保罗跟那个希拉，他在腓立比的那个监狱里面？
So do you remember the story of Paul and Silas, and when they were in jail?
他在里面，他还在里面唱诗、祷告、赞美神，然后他因为他自己不看他是罗马的囚犯。
And so they were in jail. They were praying and singing. They did not treat themselves as prisoners.
他看到他自己是耶稣基督仆人的做囚犯。
And he treats himself as a prisoner of Christ.
所以当他在这个监狱，他到这个监狱去的时候，他也知道这个他就在监狱里的时候，他也是神完美这个旨意的一部分。
Even though when he was in jail, that was in prison, he know the prison is part of God's perfect will.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹们，我们今天所处的生活里面，是不是都看到我们今天都是神的计划的一部分？
And so when we look at our life, do we see this is all part of God's perfect will?
所以在这边这个圣经上就跟我们讲，就是说我们今天要活出这个复活的这个丰盛的生命，是要认定耶稣基督的基督的生活。
We beside with knowledge, we need to really totally commit.
Yeah, 我们真是要从第一个是在哥罗西书一章二十三节里面，他讲要向下这个扎根，让我们的根基稳固，坚定不移。
And so in the Colossians chapter 3, talk about we need to be rooted.
然后我们往上，我们要向上，我们现在要从，因为神他要我们长进。
And so for upwards, that we know God wants us to continue to grow.
要在基督的恩典和知识上面一同增长，这个彼得后书三章十八节讲。
And so in the 2 Peter chapter 3, 18, that will continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord.
让我们往上的时候，我们还要看到神他的荣耀，他的丰盛，要这样子，我们真是能够这样子。然后下面的就是对内。
And so when we grow upwards, we need to see His glory and His fullness. And
然后在我们对内里面，我们的生命要藏在基督的要神的里面。
And so for inwardly, that we need to that our life is hidden with Christ in God.
这个就是哥罗西书三章第三节跟第四节里面讲的。
And let's talk about Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 to 4.
Yeah, 这是在这边他讲到我们今天的生活是在我们今天就要上我们这个上班，我们去读书，我们夫妻的相处，教导儿女，是不是都是为主而做？
No matter we're working, we're students, our relationship in the family, the couples, and as a parents and children, do we live for Christ?
哇，这是真正我们要有个分别为圣，这个认定分别为圣的生活。
We need to live a holy life.
Yeah, 今天我们没有这个看到自己是分别为圣的话，我们今天这个神的丰盛的生命，只是我们知道没有办法到我们里面去。
If we don't separate ourselves to be holy, that is only a knowledge.
让我们今天不管做什么东西，都是在主里做，而且是为主做。
And no matter anything we do, if we do it for the Lord.
我们有的时候，有的人他可能今天是在高山上面，他很高兴。
And very often some people that maybe they're very successful, they seem on the mountain.
哇，他就觉得哦，今天神的恩典，真的神的荣耀，哦，都是他可以感受到。
And he feel that he can experience God's fullness and His glory.
但是，知不知道，当我们在低谷的时候，神的荣耀、神的恩典也在那里。
And do we realize that even we're in the valley, God's glory and His fullness still there?
哇，今天当我们生活上面碰到难处的时候，碰到不顺意的时候，真是有的时候我们真是觉得。啊、神就不在了。
And very often we are facing the difficulty, we feel that God's not there anymore.
但是我想我们这个很多基督徒，我们真正都经历到的，其实是当我们在这个低谷的时候，我们今天才真正更学习、更认识神。
And very often that many Christians experience that when we are in the valley, we actually really know God more.
像这个约伯，当他在这个环境里面那么难受的时候，他才知道，他经历到，他说我以前风闻有你，我现在是亲眼看到。
So like a Job that when he went through the difficulty, he actually say, once I heard about you, but now I truly experienced and seen you.
Yeah, 有的时候我也在这个心里面挣扎，就是我们今天在这个难处的时候，我们是求神把这个难处挪开呢，还是让这个难处临到我们身上，让我们能更认识经历神他的丰盛。
Sometimes I struggle myself when we're facing some difficulties. Do I pray to God that to remove that the situation, or that I experience God's fullness and when we are facing those difficulties?
Yeah, 当这个保罗他今天说我身上有一个刺，他到神面前，他想要求主把这个刺给拿走。
And Paul once asked God to remove the thorn from out of him.
但是神却说我的恩典够你用。
The Lord actually say, my grace is sufficient for you.
真是要在这个刺里面你要去经历神。
So the difficulty to actually experience God.
哇弟兄姐妹，当我们看到神的恩典，神的这个丰盛的时候，今天神他也要我们在他里面是有这个丰盛。
And when we see God's glory and his fullness, God wants us to experience that the fullness as well.
Yeah, 这个丰盛不是在顺境，这个丰盛也不是在只是在这个逆境，而且今天在这个我们今天神的经历神的丰盛，在有顺境的时候，有逆境的时候，神都是要我们经历，而要我们成长，认识基督，更得到丰盛的生命。
And so those are to experience God's fullness, not necessarily only in the good time or bad time, no matter any time.God wants us to experience.
Yeah, 我们今天你要经历这个丰盛的生命，然后我倒就有个建议，让我们再一起参加服事。
And I really have a really good recommendation is that to experience the fullness is really join the service. To serve.
因为这个，当我们侍奉的时候，你就看到生命的流露，生命的成长，生命他看到耶稣得到荣耀。
So when we are actually serving, that we really see the spiritual life really floating.
Yeah, 第一个，我们当我们今天服侍别人的时候，我们今天就知道，今天常常好多的力量都是从神来的。
And very often when we're serving others, we need the strength is coming from the Lord.
然后今天当我们在那边服侍神的时候，我们可以更经历是神他自己在做工。
And very often we can see that God is working himself.
当我们今天在看到别人生命改变的时候，我们就知道只有耶稣基督他这个丰盛的生命开始在别人身上也发生作用。
And then we see the life changing power that we can witness people change their lives.
所以难怪在这个腓立比书里第二章里面第十跟第十一节里面他说，因耶稣的名无不期许无不以口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父上帝。
So in Philippians chapter 2 verse 10 to 11, that at the name of our Jesus, every knee shall bow of those in heaven and those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
哇，现在这个在这个神所创造的这个宇宙里面，刚那个裴牧师跟我们分享的，已经在那边赞美，已经在那边归荣耀与神了。
God created the whole universe, then even the universe praise God.
然后现在也借着耶稣基督，借着你我，让这个因为耶稣的名无不这个屈膝，口称耶稣为救主。
So because the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and all the tongues shall confess.
Yeah, 真是有的时候真是让我们看到我们今天是怎么样去传福音呢。
And very often we ponder how should we preach in the gospel.
很少人他是因为听到你跟他传讲话，借着话语他信主。
Very seldomly that people became Christians through only your words.
今天很多人我所知道的，他们今天只信主是因为 他们看到的基督徒你的这个言行上面有这个基督他的有基督的生命表现出来。
My own experience that I've seen people became Christian is through other people's conduct and behavior because it represents Christ.
Yeah, 然后等到他开始有了羡慕这样子的生命的时候，当他去读神的话语，哈，神的话语他的生命就到他里面去了。
And they envy that as a different life, then they start studying God's words, and then the words, God's words start changing them.
所以在这边神他就是喜悦这个生命在耶稣基督里面然后也我们在里面也一起得了这个丰盛的生命。
And God really is pleasing that want us to have that fullness in Christ.
所以在神的这个生命里面他是要荣耀他的爱子使真是让这个父神感得到喜悦。
So to glorify his beloved son with a fullness life will please the Father.
呀、yeah, 我们今天每一个人都是这个都有一生都有一个曲子我们在那边演哈。
So we all have a song to play.
呀、yeah, 我就想着 我前一阵子看到有一个小故事。
And not too long ago, I read a story.
啊他这边故事讲到有一个小男孩他这个对钢琴的他很苦心在那边学在那边练。
And this story talks about this little boy, what really practices a piece of music.
结果他就在他这个全部的这个 research, 在他的收集资料里面，他发现有一个很有名的一个钢琴家，他就觉得啊，他要从他那边学，因为看到他的东西，他是可以学到很多的。
And so through his research, he found a piece that was written by a very famous composer.
但他就去找他，但是那个钢琴老师，他说：“嗨，我已经退休了，我不做了。”
And so actually is a piano teacher who has already retired. He said, "I no longer teach."
然后他说：“嗨，你行不行这个接受？”他说：“我今天看到好多老师里面，你教的东西有个特别，我向往的。”他说：“我已经行不行教我。”
So he was begging this retired piano teacher said, the things that you're been teaching that I really want to learn from you.
他说我也这个 promise, 我也应这个承诺我会好好的练习按照你的教导我来学习。
And this little boy made a promise. He said, I will really promise I will work very hard to practice.
然后这个时候这个老师就说 all right, 你弹弹看好了就到钢琴上去弹一弹。
So he asked this little boy to perform on the piano.
哇他一看到他就说真他真是有这个心要学。
And so that teacher recognized that this little boy really want to learn.
那他就说 OK, 他就是我退休了以后我现在另外就只教你这一个。
So even though the teacher has retired, that he decided to take this little boy as a student.
过了几年这个老师他就说啊你今天学的我已经很满意了。
And so a few years later, that he complimented this little boy, he said, all you have learned that I'm very happy.
那这个老师他就用他的关系他就去就举办了一个这个音乐会然后他老师有很多他以前老师的认识他的人也都来看看他今天所带的这个年轻人。
And so this retired teacher decided to have a concert for his students. He invited a lot of his students or people he knew to come to this concert.
所以当他在弹的时候他就完全已经把老师教他的东西融贯在他的音乐里。
And so this boy, I mean, probably this young man, that what he learned, he totally, it was that it can demonstrate through his music.
等他这个弹完了以后好多人都大家站起来给他鼓掌。
And so many, after he finished, so many people stood up and applauded him.
但是他今天弹完最后一个 note 的时候，他的眼睛是在看到他的那个老师的反应怎么样。
And after he finished the last note, the only thing that he was focusing is looking at his teacher, what his teacher feels.
别人对他的一些的这个鼓掌。啊，他完全是只是对他来讲是一个这个 noise, 是一个杂音。
And the all those people's applauding and is just a noise.
他今天所看到的就是看到这个教授坐在他的包厢上面，等他弹完最后一个 note, 他看到他的时候，那个他的教授就看着他点着了一个头。
And so he was only focused on his teacher. He just wanted to see what his teacher reaction. When he watches the teacher, his teacher nod his head.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天在走这个一生路，在我们的人生这段路的时候。
Dear brother and sister, when we live our life, we walk through the whole the path.
当我们走完了以后，今天很多人他会在我们的棺材旁边是给我们一些这个赞美的话语。
And after we finish our journey, many people maybe beside our coffin will compliment us.
但是我们今天所要看的，我们今生走完了，是不是就看到耶稣基督他的他是不是得到他的喜悦？
And but we need to focus whether after our journey do we please our God.
哇，这才是真正到最后，那真是看到我们今天是不是让神的喜悦可以因为我们的生命。真是能够借着他丰盛的生命可以活出来。
So we can, this is actually can see if we are the Christ's fullness, that we can really live his fullness to us.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹们，不要看到物质上的丰盛，不要看到人 给你的称赞。我们今天所要看到的，真是让基督的丰盛的生命在我们里面活出来。
And so do not focus on material abundance and or people's compliments or praises. We need to focus whether we live a fullness of life.
我们今天不管做什么事情都是为了基督做。
Anything we do for Christ.
今天我们今天做什么事情都是因为神他的他因为神的名我们今天做。
And so everything we do is we do it for the name of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，真是在这边越当我们愿肯把我们的生命交托在神的面前，活出他更有这样子的奉献，我们的生活变成这个分别为圣的生活，我们就越能够得到丰盛的生命。
And the more we're willing to devote ourselves and dedicate ourselves, the more we can experience the fullness of Christ.
今天这个我们这一生最主要的就是当我们走完这一生的时候。我们今天看到父神，看到耶稣，他是说你是忠心又良善的仆人。
And so after the whole journey of our life, that can we earn the praise from the Lord? So you're a faithful, devoted servant.
让我们低头祷告。
And let's pray.
主耶稣基督，我们谢谢你，我们在你里面已经得了这个丰盛。
Dear Lord, we just want to thank you that we receive this fullness.
我们不要真是求主帮助我们，不要让撒旦把我们的眼睛从你面前给拿开。
And so please that we ask you that do not let the Satan to blind us and to remove the focus on you.
真是让我们知道我们里面的丰盛有你的荣耀，有你的信实，有你的恩典。
And in the fullness, there's your promise, your faithfulness, and your glory.
然后也有你自己的能力，真是让我们能够每天的生活是可以有这样子能力，而且有平安、有喜乐给活出来。
And there's a power, and there's a peace, and joy that we can live.
求你恩待我们每一个人。
And continue to just treat us that, give the blessing.
愿我们今天的崇拜真是把这个荣耀都是归给我们在宝座上的被杀的羔羊。
And so when we worship, that we give the glory and to you.
奉主耶稣得胜的名，阿门。
So we pray in Jesus' victorious name. Amen.